奉主耶稣圣名一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you the truth from the Bible.
今天下午来谈谈以神为乐的真实信仰。
This afternoon, we would like to talk about a true faith in delighting in the Lord.
我们人活在世上需要信仰。
We live in this world needing faith.
因为神造人本来就放了一个会崇拜神的观念在人心里面，因为人是神从神来的。
Because when God created man, since man is from God, they long for this faith in God.
所以不管是哪一种民族，他们都会有拜神这个习惯，或者是这些做法。
Therefore, regardless of which race we belong to, we have this practice of searching for.
到从最有智慧的很文明的科学家到可能在丛林里面什么都不懂的很原始的人，他们都会有崇拜信有宗教信仰的观念。
From the wisest to the most knowledgeable scientists and to the people who are in the forest, they all have this concept of worshiping.
所以拜神是人类共同的特性差别就在有没有拜到真神。
Therefore, worshiping is something common to all men, and what is the key is whether we worship the right God.
但是有些人他们的信仰本身是一种重担。
Some people's faith are a burden to them.
那常常更多时候在这个信仰当中是充满恐惧的。
And even more often so, in faith, they have fear.
你看我们今天来信主之后，我们认识这位创造天地万物的主宰，他是充满慈爱怜悯又公义圣洁。
Today we have come to know the true and living God, and He's full of love and righteousness.
那这位有恩典有怜悯的神，他很了解我们人的需要，他也知道我们人活在世上会遇到的痛苦。
And this loving, righteous, and merciful God knows that we live in this world in pain.
所以他给我们一些道理，其实就是要让我们从这个痛苦当中，然后找到喜乐，能够在这个好像很无助的人生当中找到一条方向。
His teaching for us is that in what seems like a painful life, that we find a way to Him.
那其实信仰本身并不是我们自己去寻找，我们很多人其实是因为我们祖先他们是怎么样拜的，那我们就跟着我们的祖先这样做了。
A lot of us actually have faith based on what our ancestors passed down to us.
因为信仰虽然很需要，可是我们人总是会觉得生活还是比较实际，还是每天要有面包可以吃，要知道住哪里，这是第一优先，信仰可能就排在后面了。
Even though we all want to have faith, but what actually is very practical for people is that they need to have food to eat.
所以通常在忙碌的社会里面，大家变得没有时间去想这个问题。
So then,What has become of this society is that we don't have time to think about the question of faith.
那我们人就在这个世界的追求当中就遗忘了这个人很实际的需要，一直到我们人快要离世的时候。
In the pursuit of this world, we forget our true need until the time that we're about to pass away.
因为当我们人要离开世界的时候，通常都有一个疑问。
Because when we're about to pass away, we have this question.
然后呢，接下去要去哪里？
Where are we going to go after this?
是不是真的生命结束了就没有了？
Is the end of life the end of everything?
但其实不是这样子。
But in actuality, that is not the case.
因为人跟动物不一样。
We are different from animals.
动物死了之后，人可能把它肉吃掉，骨头拿来熬汤，还觉得很好吃。
For animals, when they pass away, human may even eat their meat or brew their bones.
但是人死了绝对不会这样子。
But for men, when they pass away, this would not happen.
我们的生命并不是我们肉体停止活动之后就消失了。
Our body just doesn't disappear when it stops its activity.
因为我们的生命是从神来的。
Because our lives are from God.
我们是有灵魂的。
We have soul.
所以神创造人的时候为我们准备了一个灵魂的归宿。
Therefore, when God created us, He already prepared a place for us to go to.
所以我们人需要有信仰，更需要能够去了解人生最终的归宿在哪里。
Therefore, we have faith, and we must know where we are going to go.
这个样的信仰这样的追求要很实际的可以掌握到，可以体验。
This type of faith has to be very real and has to be able to be experienced.
不能够只是一个思想，或者是传统上说这样认为，我们就信以为真。
It cannot just be a concept or some perspective that was passed down from before.
所以圣经告诉我们有一位救主要来到，要来拯救我们脱离黑暗的世界。
The Bible tells us that there is a Savior who would come to save us from darkness.
这位神他带了一个名字。
And this God carries a name.
然后他的名字跟一般的世人都不同。
And his name is different from that of the world.
他这个名字可以让我们来倚靠，可以帮助我们在危险的时候得到帮助。
We can rely on his name and even be safe in danger.
那他这个名字，他要让我们真的看到神的荣耀。
And his name would allow us to see the glory of God.
所以我们现在请看以赛亚书第五十九章。
Now let's refer to Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章第十九节。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19.
第十九节说如此，人从日落之处必敬畏主的名，从日出之地。也必敬畏他的荣耀。
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him.
第十九节的第二段这个因为仇敌这一句是不容易明白的经文。
The second half of this verse, where it talks about enemy, is something that's difficult to understand.
因为在希伯来原文里面这个字眼本身各有两个很不同的翻译。
In Hebrews, the original text had two ways of being interpreted.
就是看那个他们那个逗点是放在哪里，因为希伯来文它那个一点一画都会造成很大的差异。
It depends on where the punctuation is placed, because with each type of punctuation, it can have varying meaning.
所以在一个翻译本的意思是说这个好像急流的河水冲来的就是这位救赎主。
In one interpretation, it's saying that the one that comes like a flood is the Lord's Savior.
那他这个是神的灵所驱逐的，就是神的旨意所安排的救主。
It is the Lord's Savior that is arranged by the will of God.
那他的出现就是要让万民从东到西，所有的百姓都能够敬畏他，也都能够看到他的荣耀。
And his coming is so that those people from the east and to the west would come to know him and to see his glory.
那我们中文取的抄本是另外一个抄本，它的意思是变成仇敌，也是可以解释得通。
In the Chinese translation, it is using the word enemy, and it also can be explained.
因为当这个救赎主来的时候，仇敌即使像急流的河水冲来，这位救主也可以保护我们，拯救我们脱离这个危险。
Because with our Lord Savior, even when the enemy comes like a great flood, our Lord Jesus would still be able to save us.
所以这个就提到有一位救主，他的出现会让人产生敬畏，他的名字是众人都要知道的。
The appearance of the Savior would cause us to have fear.In him, and also his name shall be known by all.
第二十节说,
In verse 20 it reads,
必有一位救赎主来到锡安, 雅各族中, 转离过犯的人那里。这是神说的。
The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord.
那这个所谓的救赎主就是至近的亲属。
The Redeemer is referring to the most close, or the closest.
就是我们的 kindred, 这是我们的家人一样。
So just like our kindred or our family members,
他是有能力，也是有那个义务要拯救我们离开这个黑暗的世界的。
He has the power and also the will to save us from the world.
就好像那个你今天财产失去了，那个至近的亲属就有那个义务要来帮你把这个产业赎回来。
Just like if you were to pass away today,your kindred or your closest ones would try to redeem your possessions.
所以这个所谓救赎主就是他有能力，他也愿意，他也应该这样做的，这是来成为我们的帮助。
this Savior would have the power, and he also would be willing to do this for us.
这里提到说，这一位救赎主呢，他来到锡安，就是来到神的城。
Here it says the Redeemer will come to Zion, which is the city of God.
然后来到了愿意转离过犯的人那里。
And to those who turn from transgression.
哦，所以这位救赎主就是要来改变啊，我们啊可能是错误的信仰。
So this Redeemer is here to correct perhaps our wrong belief.
也是来救赎我们脱离我们可能有的啊悲苦患难的环境。
Or perhaps our difficult situation that we are in.
但是共同的就是，这位救赎主来到的时候，我们愿意离开我们过去错误的行为。
But what is common is that we're willing to depart from our way of transgression in the past.
所以愿意听从他的人。
For those who are willing to listen,
就会发现这个救赎主跟我们是很亲近，跟我们的生命是有关系的。
They will find that this Redeemer is very close to us, and that he is related to us.
那所以这个救赎主指的就是主耶稣基督。
And this Redeemer is referring to the Lord Jesus.
这是以赛亚书一直在预言耶稣来到的啊一个很明确的信息。
This is one of the very clear messages of Isaiah in its prophecy.
那这句话在哥林多前书第十在罗马书第十一章里面被引用。
In Romans chapter 11, this was quoted.
我们现在看罗马书第十一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 11.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
罗马书十一章二十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 26.
二十六节，于是以色列全家都要得救，如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
你看这里提到这个救主从锡安来。
Here it talks about the Deliverer will come out of Zion.
这句话其实真的就是从以赛亚书五十九章二十节引出来的。
This really is from Isaiah chapter 59, verse
20. 那这就是他的翻译呢，从新约来看，它的重点就是要来消除我们一切的罪恶。
In the New Testament, quoting of this verse, we see the focus is that he would turn away our ungodliness.
那旧约以赛亚书里面他所讲的就是，那是愿意要离开过犯的人。
In Isaiah chapter 59, the emphasis is on those who are willing to depart from the ways of transgression.
哦，所以这个救主来到，要给人做一个选择。
So this Redeemer come.For men to make a choice.
我们愿意听从他的。
For those who are willing to listen to him.
我们就要我们的罪恶就要被赦免。
Our transgressions will be forgiven.
我们过去错误的行为就要得到更正，我们能够进入一个新的生活里。
Our past way of error would have to be corrected, and we enter into a new life.
所以这个救主要来改变我们的生命。
And this Redeemer is to change our lives.
要让我们可能从与生俱来的这些个性当中变得更完美，我们每一个人的缺陷可以被弥补。
To change from the old ways where we had many flawed characters to one who is more perfect.
哦，那我们罗马书十一章二十七节又说：“我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。”
Chapter 11, verse 27 reads, "For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins."
当我们愿意接受这位救主的时候
，When we're willing to accept Him as our Savior.
他跟我们立一个永远的约。
He will make an everlasting covenant with us.
这个救主耶稣基督，他用他的生命把我们从罪里面赎出来的。
This Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ, would save us from sins.
然后他跟我们立一个新的约。
And he would make a new covenant with us.
这个新的约要让我们得到神的灵。
And this new covenant is so that we would receive the Spirit of God.
我们可以得到神的真理。
And that we would be able to receive His truth.
所以我们可以从神口中得到他的信息，他的话语。
From the mouth of God, we would receive His message.
那所以这里所提到这个约呢，我们看回来以赛亚书五十九章。
Let's refer back to Isaiah chapter 59.
五十九章的第二十一节。
Chapter 59, verse 21.
二十一节，神说：“至于我与他们所立的约，乃是这样：我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔与你后裔之后裔的口。”从今直到永远，这是神说的。
Verse 21, As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore.
你看这里所立的这个约啊，是新的啊，就是神把他的灵加在我们的身上。
We can see that this covenant is new, and the Spirit of God shall come upon us.
他把他的话传给我们。
And He will put His words in our mouth.
这位救赎主耶稣基督。
This Redeemer, the Lord Jesus.
他来了，跟我们传讲神的福音。
He has come to preach the word, a gospel of God.
他把神的旨意计划让我们了解。
He has proclaimed to us the will and plan of God.
所以主耶稣基督口中所出的话就是真理，就是生命。
So the word that came out of the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth and is life.
他现在把他的真理给了我们领受。
And now he has given his truth to us to receive.
要我们把他的话记在心里。
So that we would remember his word in our hearts.
然后用我们的口把它宣扬出来。
And to use our mouth to proclaim them.
所以我们嘴巴所讲的就是神的真理。
So what we speak.Are the words of God.
那这个真理呢？这个神的话语呢？要传给我们后裔的后裔，后裔的后裔，一直到世世代代。
And these words of God shall be passed down to our descendants and our descendants and descendants forever.
那这个就是神要在他的预定的计划当中，把他的真理重新的复兴起来，让人可以世世代代传，可以明白他到底对人要求什么。
In the plan of God, we are to.Through His Word, understand His will toward mankind.
所以这个新约呢，今天我们都领受了。
In the New Testament, we have already received.
我们在耶稣基督里面啊，得到白白得到神的这个救恩。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have received this grace without paying any price.
我们只要愿意承认我们的过犯的。
As long as we're willing to admit our sins.
因为借着真理的亮光，让我们看到我们的自己的罪恶。
Through the light of the truth, we can see into our transgressions.
那我们愿意。来改变的，我们接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
And if we're willing to change and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior,
他要跟我们立这个约。
And then He shall make this covenant with us.
我们知道，其实人生在过患当中，有时候犯罪都不知道了。
We know that sometimes living in sins, we would not even realize that we're sinning.
但其实我们如果被告知的一个律法，我们所犯的错，我们就知道我应该是有罪的。
But when we're explained the law, then we would know that we have violated something.
所以不知者无罪，不知道的话就没事，但是知道之后就知道，哎，这样做是不可以。
If we did not know that it was wrong to begin with, we can say that we're not wrong, but if we do know that it's wrong, then we are actually committing wrong.
所以当主耶稣基督来宣扬这个福音的时候，
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to proclaim the gospel,
他就让我们知道那个绝对的真理。
He already allowed us to know the absolute truth.
那这个真理呢，就要来衡量我们每个人的心。
And this truth is used to measure our heart.
那用神的标准来衡量我们自己的时候，我们就发现，其实我们从内心到嘴巴到手到脚，我们其实都不完美，都是有罪的。
When we are being measured by the standard of God, we will know that from our mouth all the way down to our feet, we are with sins.
所以真理像一道光。让我们看出自己的罪恶。
Truth is like a light ray that can shine into our sins.
我们不认识神的人，我们基本上我们的那个标准都很低的。
For those of us who do not know God, our standard would be very low.
但其实我们自己扪心自问，我们知道每个人都有犯罪犯错。
But if we really look into our conscience, we all recognize that we have done wrong.
比如说，我们看59章的第十二节。
For example, if you read chapter 59, verse 12,
这是我们不能够否认的事实。
This is something we cannot deny.
这句话其实也在讲述我们每个人的心声。
This is also talking about what we all want to say.
第十二节说，我们的过犯在你面前增多，罪恶做见证告我们，过犯与我们同在。至于我们的罪孽，我们都知道。
For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testified against us.For our transgression are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them.
这里这个我们呢，就是这些接受先知信息的这些选民呢，他们现在良心发现，他们知道自己的罪有很多。
The we here refers to those who receive the message of the prophet, and they all recognize through the conscience that they are with sins.
在罪恶里面的人是像什么样子呢
？Who are those in sins like?
第十节就说哈。
Verse 10 says,
我们摸索墙壁好像瞎子，我们摸索好像无目之人，我们像无半脚，如在黄昏一样，我们在肥胖人中像死人一般。
We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places.
这里说, 在罪恶里面的人像瞎眼一样的。
Here it talks about those who are in sin are like the blind.
就是其实不知道事情的真相，他搞不清楚真实的价值，或者真正的危险。
We wouldn't know what is the true situation, or we would not know a true danger.
那这里在说明，在罪当中，这人是何等可怜呢？
So it is really very pathetic to be in sin.
所以，其实在这个罪恶当中的人找不到公平公义，也看不到希望。
Those who are in sins would not be able to find fairness or any hope.
所以有时候人活在这个罪当中很苦，就会哀叫，但是帮助从哪里来呢？
Therefore, when we are in sins, we may be crying out, but where would our help come from?
所以第十一节就写得非常的贴切，他说我们咆哮如熊，哀鸣如歌。
Verse 11 speaks very kindly, and it says, we all growl like bears and moan sadly like dogs.
你看那个熊如果它很无助的时候，它最后就是一直叫，吼叫而已。
Just like bears, when they are without any ability to get out of their situation, they would just growl.
那鸽子，它如果比如说失去了它的伴偶，它还是很伤心，一直哀哀叫。
When doves lose their partner, they would also moan sadly.
所以用动物的这个哀鸣咆哮呢，来说明人在罪里面其实受苦，有时候很无助，不知道帮助要从哪里得到。
These are the description and analogy that describe how we feel in sins, not knowing where our help would come from.
那我们因为我们有自己的理性，我们有时候想想我们自己在神面，在我们的日常生活当中，我们实际的情形。
But because we have our rational mind, we can see where we are.
当我们知道有一位创造的真神存在的时候，
when we know that there is a God, a creator who exists.
这位神是绝对的公义圣洁。
And that this God is absolutely fair and also righteous.
他有一个标准要世人来遵守。
And he has a standard by which man should observe.
那我们就会发现， 以这个绝对标准来对照，我们就发现我们是悖逆的，我们是不顺服的。
Then going by this standard, we all know that we are those who are against him.
所以这个罪，你看第十三节就说，就是悖逆，不认识神，要转去不跟从我们的神，说欺压跟叛逆的话，是心怀谎言，随即说出的。
Verse 13 reads, in transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood.
所以其实你看，人通常都不愿意屈服在神面前或神面前。
Men usually would not want to come low before any other man or God.
有时候人是故意的去否认神的存在的。
Sometimes men would purposely deny the existence of God.
所以这里说不认识这位跟我们立约的神。
So here it says that we would not acknowledge this God who makes covenant with us.
我们转去不跟从他，我们用我们的背向着他，我们跟他背道而驰，故意跟他作对。
We depart or we turn our back to him purposefully.
所以这里这些罪恶的具体的呈现，其实我们每个人都在生命当中经历过。
These expression of sins are experienced by all of us before.
我们也都是会讲欺压叛逆的话。
We have spoken words of lies or oppression.
你看我们有什么目的，我们想要说谎话的时候，我们就设计，然后就随即就讲出来的。
Sometimes when we want to get something, then we speak lies out of our plan.
这就是我们今天世人的这个现实。
This really is what is practical in this world.
现在这位救赎主要把我们从这个罪里面救出来的。
But our Lord Jesus wants to save us from these kind of sins.
他跟我们立约。
And he would make a covenant with us.
所以今天在基督里面，我们看到我们自己的罪恶。
Therefore, in Christ Jesus today, we have seen our sins.
那我们今天若愿意接受救主的，我们就有希望，我们就有一个新的生命。If
we are willing to receive the Lord Savior, then we would have hope.
因为他跟我们立这个约，第21节是说，他要把这个灵加在我们的身上。
In verse 21, regarding this covenant, God would actually put His Spirit upon us.
所以神的灵在我们身上的时候，哎，就改变一切了。
When the Spirit of God is upon us, everything changes.
哦，这个约，如果我们在以西结书三十六章呢，就看到他所描述的更具体。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, it describes about this covenant even more solidly.
看以西结书三十六章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 36.
这是耶稣基督来以后要在我们人心里面所产生的改变。
This is what would happen in the change in us after the coming of Christ.
36章的第26节。
Chapter 36 verse 26.
我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
27节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
这个就是耶稣基督来所要跟我们所立的新约。
This is the new covenant that our Lord Jesus Christ would come to establish.
我们会有一个新的心。
We would have a new heart.
我们会有得到神的灵。
We would receive the Spirit of God.
那神的灵在我们身上的时候，我们的这个实心就变肉心。
And when the Spirit of God is within us, our heart of stone shall turn into the heart of flesh.
我们就不再悖逆来否认神。
We would no longer deny or go against God.
我们反过来会愿意顺服神的命令。
On the contrary, we would submit to the will of God.
我们会警醒、谨守来遵行神的吩咐。
We would be vigilant in keeping the commands of God.
那这个神的灵在我们身上要赐给我们力量。
And this Spirit of God shall give us strength.
所以这个神的这个新约里面呢，它是赐给我们力量的，它是帮助我们能够行出来的。
In the New Testament, the Spirit of God would actually help us to be able to do and walk in His way.
所以这个救赎主他要来改变我们的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.Would change our lives.
复兴要复兴他对我们人的要求这个真理。
To revive the truth of what he requires of men.
因为当我们如果能够按照神的真理来谨守遵行的时候
，When we're able to really do according to what he teaches us,
我们就会发现我们跟神的关系是很畅通的。
We will find that our relationship with him is very direct.
也就是说。我们祷告的时候就能够蒙神垂听。
In other words, when we pray, He will heed our prayers.
因为当我们愿意顺服神，我们那个神心里面就 得喜悦，神就会很喜欢我们。
Because when we're willing to submit to Him, God would be very pleased with us.
那你看，当我们人所做的得到神的喜悦的时候
，When what we do is pleasing to God,
我们就得到神所应许的福气，一定的。
We will for sure receive the promises and blessings of God.
所以。你看这个救赎主来解决我们的罪之后，那重新建立我们跟神的关系啊。
The Lord Jesus Christ had come to resolve our sins so that we have an established or re-established relationship with God.
我们今天把神的话一直记在心里。
Today we remember the word of God in our hearts.
用我们的口不断的来传颂，来宣扬。
So that our mouth would continuously speak forth the word of God.
我们不但对这个世界讲，也对我们的儿女说。
We not only speak to the world, but to our children.
所以我们的信仰需要传给下一代。
And our faith needs to be passed on to the next generation.
我们今天对真理的了解，我们需要确定我们的下一代能够真的完全明白，而且继续传下去。
We need to make certain that our next generation can also understand the truth as we understand them.
所以我们要信仰要一直传一代接一代啊，这个我们在传讲的人对真理的了解很关键。
In order for faith to be passed on from one generation to another, it is very critical how we understand the truth.
一开始如果没有讲正确，传没几代就传歪了。
If we don't really speak rightly, it would be very easy to deviate from passing on.
你在玩游戏的时候就常常玩这个游戏啊。
We have played this game before.
比手画脚，对不对？从第一个一直传到后面二十个，可能是天跟地的差别了，完全不同。
If you could only express the whatever it is using hands and expression, then you'll find that from the first person to the 20th person, the message would really deviate.
有时候即使用嘴巴讲，有时候也可能会传错。
Sometimes even when we speak, the message, it would be misconstrued.
除非那个在传的人哦，没确定他的每一句话都是被听进去，然后能够再继续往下传。
Unless the person who is passing or receiving would make certain that they are getting the message truthfully.
所以我们需要让我们的口讲出神的道理，让我们的下一代他们都能够明白，也能够往下继续传。
So we need to make certain that we speak the word of God truthfully so that our next generation can continue our faith.
那这个就是真理，这个是神的话。
This is the truth, this is the word of God.
那神的真理如果这样子传递，其实就是意思就是这个神的国度能够一直还原下去。
Then the kingdom of God would be able to continue.
那这样子这些百姓他们能够经历神的恩典。
And the people of God would be able to experience God's
blessing. 对这位神就非常有体验了。
And they would have very deep experience.
他们就知道说应该要怎么样才能够得到祷告，能够得到神的垂听了。
And they would know how to pray so that God would listen.
因为当我们人有罪的时候，祷告是不会通的。
When we have sins, our prayer could not reach God.
所以五十九章第一开头的时候。
So in chapter 59 at the very beginning,
他提到说神的膀臂不是缩短不能拯救，耳朵不是发沉不能听见。
He talked about how the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
第二节说你们的罪孽使你们跟神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Verse 2 reads, But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you.
所以这就是提到说，如果有罪的话，这个祷告就达不到神面前。
This is telling us that when there are iniquities, our prayers cannot reach God.
今天我们如果能够持守住神跟我们所立的这个约。
Today, if we're able to hold on to this covenant that God has established with us,
让神的话不离我们的口。
That we would not leave the word of God depart from our mouth.
我们能够因着神的灵的帮助，让我们的内心对罪恶很敏感。
And that we would be very sensitive to transgressions.
有时候我们讲错一句话，我们也会知道。
When we speak something wrong, we would be aware of it.
我们就赶紧的跟神悔改认罪。
And we would immediately repent to God.
那求神来帮助我们改变。
And to ask God to change us.
那这样子我们的过犯就越来越少。
Then we would sin less and less this way.
我们就生活中越来越圣洁。
And we would become more and more holy in our lives.
那这样子我们跟神的祷告，神就垂听了。
Then our prayer to God would be heeded by Him.
我们的手就不会做一些犯罪的事。
And our hands would not do the wrong thing.
我们跟人的相处就会相对的非常的公正，也很圣洁。
And similarly, how we interact with other men would also be one characterized by righteousness.
我们的嘴巴所讲的话是诚实的话。
Our words will be true.
那我们的心是很圣洁。
Our hearts would be holy.
所以这个就提到说，这个罪呢，罪一定要被解决。
It says here that sins must be resolved.
那这个是这个救赎主要来改变我们，要帮助我们的。
This is something that the Lord Savior would come to help us with.
所以今天我们领受主的这个恩典以后
，Today after we have received the grace of God,
我们的生命能够成为见证，是因为我们离那个罪越来越少了。
Our lives can become testimonies because we are more and more further away from sins.
那我们在人面前所表现出来的就会跟世人很不同了。
Therefore, what we exhibit before men would be very different from others.
所以这个信仰，你看，这是主耶稣白白给我们的。
This is a faith that was given to us freely.
我们今天只要愿意来接受这个救主。
As long as we're willing to accept the Savior.
他这个恩典就加给我们。
This grace will be upon us. 那
让带给我们的是真的是很平安。
And what He has given us is truly peaceful.
让我们心里很喜乐。
And that we can have great joy in our heart.
所以这位神他是看那个愿意谦卑的来跟从他的人。
This God actually would look for those who are willing and who are humble to follow Him.
五十七章以赛亚书五十七章的十五节。
In Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15.
十五节。那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说我要住在至高至圣的所在也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居要使谦卑的人的灵苏醒也要使痛悔人的心苏醒
Verse 15 For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity whose name is holy I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
你看这里提到这个神哦，悦纳那些愿意谦卑悔改的人。
Here it describes that our God would be willing to be with those who have a contrite and humble spirit.
所以当我们谦卑，我们痛悔的时候，我们的心哦，就因着神的灵的这个感动哦，就苏醒起来。
And if we're willing to be humble and to have a contrite heart, then the Spirit of the Lord will refresh us.
那我们跟神的关系就会很畅通，
and our,
很和谐。
Our relationship with God would be very direct and very smooth.
我们祷告啊，就蒙垂听，我们就有体验，信仰就成长了。
God would listen to our prayers, and we would have a lot of experience and grow in our faith.
然后呢，我们跟人的关系一定会跟着改进。
And our relationship with man will likewise improve.
哦，因为神，你看他是一切的源头。
God is the source of everything.
我们需要，我们如果跟神建立好关系啊。
When we establish a good relationship with him,
我们就得到力量。
We would receive strength.
我们也知道那个真理原则。
We will also know the principles of the truth.
我们知道就可以行出来。
When we know them, we would be able to do them.
那么，所以这个神他要我们人去爱人如己，这个吩咐我们就可以实行出来了。
God asks us to love men as ourselves, and we would be able to do that.
你如果看注意看以赛亚书五十九章，从第二节开始啊，他在讲第三节开始在讲那个罪恶。
In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 3 and on, it describes about sins.
哦，三节到八节基本上在讲这个罪人间罪恶的事情。
From verse 3 to 8, it talks about the sins among men.
那这些罪恶哈，基本上如果谈到人跟人之间的，就是因为缺乏爱，所以就有这一切的。
And when it talked about the sins that happen among men, it is because they lack love.
所以它的重点都是你看是跟人相处的时候所产生出来的啊这些。不应该有的行为。
So these conducts that should not have come about, but they do out of sin because of this reason.
这一段经文很特殊，他都没有讲到拜偶像的事情。
This passage actually did not even talk about idol worshiping.
他这些罪恶都是在讲跟人有关系的。
All the wrongdoings are regarding the relationship.
哦，所以我们就看到说，如果我们今天能够真的守住神跟我们所立的约啊，能够跟神建立起关系，跟人的关系就能够改变，这些罪恶就可以消除。
Therefore, if we can hold on to our covenant from God and then build a good relationship with Him, then all these problems with men would go away.
那我们就可以真的走在一个平安的路上。
Then we can truly walk onto the peaceful way.
那我们弟兄姐妹每一个人就好像活在一个那个乐园里面一样的。
Every one of us would be like we're living in paradise.
那所以神的教会哈，是神所从古时候就一直应许要让那个神的国在人间呈现的一个缩影。
The Church of God is where God promised would be the place that exhibit this true peace.
所以一开始以赛亚书第二章就一开始就说幕后建立一个国度。
In Isaiah chapter 2, it begins by describing about the kingdom that shall be established.
这个国度里面有神的话语。
And in this kingdom,There is the word of God.
所以以赛亚书二章的第三节。
In chapter 2, verse 3.
你看这里大家都说我们来登神的山，奔雅各神的殿。
Many people shall come and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob."
主要把他的道理教训我们。
He will teach us His ways.
那我们也要行他的路。
And we shall walk in His paths.
你看在这里哦，这个充满和平、喜乐。
Here there is peace and joy.
哦，没有那个征战的事情了。
There are nothing of war.
那这里啊，不管是什么样的人哦，都被神的这个灵改变成很温良。
It doesn't matter who you are, you would be changed by the Spirit of God to be gentle.
这就是神的国度。
This is the kingdom of God.
那所以我们你看，在这个神的家里面，就是能够体验到这样的一个啊神的应许，能够在地上就尝到在地如天的滋味了。
In the house of God, we can already experience what it is like in heaven.
那所以这个真实的信仰基本上是从我们的内心开始改变的。
So our true faith really begins with the changes in our heart.
然后会呈现在我们跟人的关系。
And it will exhibit itself in our relationship with others.
我们会真的会去爱别人的。
We will truly be able to love others.
也就是我们看到别人的需要的时候，我们会 我们会有怜悯的心，我们会生化一种想要帮助的这个动作。
When we see the need of others, we would very naturally want to help.
所以这个正确信仰是你，我们就可以体现在立位记神所讲的这些律法。
This kind of promise would be just like what is seen in Leviticus.
我们看立位记第十九章。
Let's refer to Leviticus chapter 19.
立位记十九章啊，这个在告诉百姓说哪些事情哦是不要去做。
In chapter 19, it talks about things that the people of God should not do.
第九节开始哈。
Starting with verse 9.
你现在就一堆的这个都是不可做什么，不可做什么哈。
You can see that you should not do this or you shall not do that.
第九节、第十节就是意思说一定要去关心那些贫穷的。
Verse 9 and 10 are essentially telling us that we need to care for the poor.
那些有需要的哈要帮助。
We need to help those who have needs.
第十一节说要很诚实，不可以欺骗啊，不可以偷盗。
Verse 11 said, "We shall not steal or deal falsely, nor lie to one another."
哦，那第十二节讲的就是这个嘴巴所讲的，不可以起假誓，也就是说，那个嘴巴所讲的要诚诚实实。
Verse 12 says, "We should not swear falsely." In other words, we have to be honest.
哦，那十三节、十四节哈，就是不可以去欺负那些弱势的。
13 and 14 talked about how we should not take advantage of those who are weaker.
第十四节说不可以咒骂聋子，就是听不到声音的人，不可以去骂他。
Verse 14 said we should not curse the deaf.
然后第十五节说不可以不公义的。
Verse 15 says we shall do no injustice.
不可以偏负穷人，也不可以看重有势力的。
We cannot be partial to the poor.Nor honor the person of the mighty.
所以说要很公正，因为神是公义的神。
In other words, we have to be fair because God is righteous.
第六节说，第十六节。
In verse 16,
他说不可以搬弄是非，就是嘴巴不可以随便乱讲话。
We shall not go about as a talebearer.
啊，不可以跟邻舍为敌的。
We cannot stand against the life of our neighbor.
要跟邻舍保持良好的关系。
In other words, we have to have good relationship with our neighbors.
到第十七节说。要注意心里面不可以恨人。
In 17, it says we shall not hate our brother in our heart.
继续讲第十八节说不可以报仇。
Verse 18 says we shall not take vengeance.
第十八节最后他说要爱人如己。
At the end of verse 18, it says, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这个就是神他告诉百姓应该要这样子跟周围的人和平相处，能够展现出爱的实际的行动。
This is what God is trying to tell His people.That this is how you would exhibit yourself among men in order to express love.
所以你看神他的那个他的律法本身是非常的圣洁属灵的。
So the law of God is very holy and spiritual.
他要改变我们的这个一些生活习惯。
He wants to change our habits of life.
所以真实的信仰有内心的这个实际的自我提醒之后。
So when we are able to remind ourselves in faith,
我们跟人的关系就会好。
Our relationship with others will change.
你看今天如果每一个人都是很诚实的，很充满爱心的。
Today, if all of us are all very honest and are full of love,
我们这个教会就充满喜乐。
Then the church will be filled with joy.
大家来到教会的时候都非常非常满足。
Everyone comes to the church with a content heart.
那我们如果有真的内心这样子在追求的时候。
If we really are pursuing out of our heart,
其实我们今天在信仰上的做的每一件事情都会符合真理的要求。
Then everything we do in faith would be according to the teachings of God.
我们信仰有一个危机。
There is a crisis in our faith.
就是信久的时候，有时候信仰会变成一个形式。
Which is that after we believe for a long time, a faith becomes like a formality.
但是通常我们初信的时候，我们都会很真诚。
Usually, when we first believe, we would be very genuine.
但是信久了之后，渐渐的这种起初的信心跟爱心，慢慢会失去了。要注意。
After we believe for a long time, we need to pay attention to the possibility of us leaving that genuine faith or love we had at the beginning.
如果不是常常借着读圣经来提醒自己啊
，If it is not through a continuous practice in reading the word,
因为神在天上，我们看不到。
God is in heaven and cannot be seen.
但是神他存在，他一直都看我们内心。
But he exists and he continues to look at our hearts.
那我们人看得到人。
Men can see other men.
但是我们看不到人的内心。
But we cannot see the hearts of other men.
所以有时候信仰久的时候，我们会渐渐的把一些信仰的一些行为做在人面前。
So after we have believed for a while, we may do things for others to see.
有时候我们虽然没有错，我们是照着律法的要求这样在做。
It is true also that we are doing it according to the dictates of the law.
但是有时候没有心。
But sometimes it is done without heart.
有时候只是觉得反正就是这样子。
Or we feel that that is how it is.
就是反正跟人家这样做，这样就是对的嘛。
We just follow the way of the rest of the people, and this is it.
那这个其实就是变成信主久的人哦，要常常注意的。
This is something we need to pay attention to, especially if we believe for a long time.
来看以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
这一章其实我们在讲基本信仰的时候，通常会读到的。
When we talked about basic beliefs, we would refer to this chapter.
那可是我们通常只有读第十三节跟第十四节。
We normally read verse 13 and 14 only.
就告诉我们这个安息日的重要。
It's talking about the importance of Sabbath.
真的，如果能够尊重安息日这个就是我们信仰能够成长的关键了。
If we can truly observe Sabbath, this is the key to the growth of our faith.
外邦人跟那些本来不配进神的会中的人呢？他们跟神联合的关键点就是安息日。
The Gentiles and those who were not of God, the key for them to be connected to God is Sabbath.
那是在第五十六章所告诉我们的道理。
That is explained in chapter 56.
因为在五十六章第二节就讲说，这个谨守安息日不干犯的哈，禁止己守不作恶的，如此行如此持守的便为有福。
Chapter 56, verse 2 reads, Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing any evil.
第三节看就开始讲那个外邦人那些太监，就是都是本来不配在神的殿里面能够得到神的恩典的这些人。
Verse 3 talked about the foreigner, the eunuch. These are the people who were not worthy to receive the grace of God.
但是当他们愿意看重安息日的时候，
But when they are willing to deem the Sabbath as important,
他们就可以得到神的恩惠了。
Then they shall receive the grace of God too.
他们甚至可以在神的殿里面来服侍神啊。
They can even serve God in the temple of God.
所以就看到这安息日是得福的一个很重要的管道。
Therefore, we can see that the Sabbath is actually a very important channel by which we can receive grace.
安息日本来就是神祝福的日子，神赐福应许说要给这一天福气。
Because the Sabbath is the day that God has blessed and has promised blessing.
那我们能够这样持守，就有福，就可以领受。
If we're able to persist, then we shall receive.
那可是我们现在看回来以赛亚书五十八章。
Now let's turn back to Isaiah 58.
他一开始的时候第一节
In verse 1.
神要先知大声的喊叫。
God wanted the prophet to cry out loud.
第一节说
，Verse one，
大声喊叫，不要止息，要扬起声来，好像吹角，向我的百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。
Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins.
好，现在注意这里的罪恶是百姓他们有的。
These sins are of the people.
这不是外邦人的。
These are not of the Gentiles.
这是就像今天对我们已经信主的信徒来说的。
It's as if it's talking about us, those who are already believers.
第二节
，verse two.
他们天天寻求我，乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的典章，向我求问公义的判语，喜悦亲近神。
Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness.And did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God.
你看他这里要来宣扬，要提醒这个百姓的罪恶的时候，这些百姓是好像行义的国民，是天天在寻求神的，敬拜神的。
When God wanted to remind them of the sins, He described here that they are like those who are seeking after God daily and who are worshiping Him.
也是喜欢亲近神的。
Who are those who would like to draw close to Him?
这样子，他的罪恶在哪里？哪里有罪？
Then what are the sins of this people?
第三节说。
Verse 3 says.
他说：“我们禁食，你为什么不看见？”
Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen?
我们刻骨己心，你为什么不理会呢？
Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice?
他们禁食，他们刻骨己心，希望能够让祷告被神听到。
They fast and afflict their souls so that their prayers would be heard by God.
这个如果按外表行为来说，非常标准，就是很愿意亲近神的人。
If we only look at the conducts themselves, these are very standard. There are people who would like to draw close to him.
所以当时候他们禁食刻骨己心，哎，发现没有什么效果，他们也觉得很奇怪。
But they noticed that with these actions, they would know there would not be any effect.
但是这个时候，你看啊，神就提醒了。
Then God reminds them.
看呐，你们禁食日子能够求能安求利益，勒逼人为你们做苦工。
In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers.
第四节就讲到会打人，会争竞。
Verse 4 talked about how they would strive, they would debate and strike.
所以第五节神说，这样禁食岂是我所拣选的呢？
Then verse 5 says, Is it a fast that I have chosen?
神，所以在神的眼中，真正的禁食、祷告要亲近神的人不是这样子。
So in the eyes of God, those who truly fast are not like this.
哦，所以这里提到这个，其实58章从第二节开始呢，就提到这个形式化的信仰，没有 真实内涵的信仰，也会有一个好像很敬虔的表现。
From chapter 58, verse 2, it talks about if there is no essence in the faith, then there can still be an outward appearance of godliness.
但是内心里面事实上是充满欺压、诡诈，然后想要啊。追求的是世界上的好处。
But in the heart, there is actually wickedness. There is lies. There is the desire to seek for what is pleasurable or good.
所以第六节呢，你看神就说我所拣选的禁食是怎么样的。
Then starting from verse 6, it talks about what is the kind of fast that God has chosen.
神要人真的去关心，展现出对人的爱来。
God really wanted men to show their love for others.
真的是要用真理让人得到自由。
To have the truth to be the reason for true freedom.
好，那我们真的心里面充满怜悯的。
And that our hearts would be filled with mercy.
不会想要一直是指责别人的。
We would not keep rebuking others.
所以你看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节下半句说，你若从你中间除掉众恶，指责人的指头，并发恶言的事。
The second half of verse 9 reads, If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness.
第十节说，你心若向饥饿人发怜悯。
Verse 10 said, If you extend your soul to the hungry.
那这样子都表示说，这个是跟人，对人真的展现出爱心来的。
This is really the true act of love toward others.
那这样子呢，他说神就要让我们心得到满足。
If we do these, then God shall satisfy the afflicted soul.
神要引导我们。
That God would actually lead us.
他要让我们像那个浇灌的园子，就是这个神的国度，像欣欣向荣的这个花园啊，生机盎然。
That we shall be like a water garden, or the spring of water.
所以是里面只有源源不绝的泉源啊，福气涌出来。
So there would be blessings that come forth like a fountain.
好，然后第十三节，他接着说，如果能够在安息日真的调转脚步。
And then in verse 13, it talked about how if we are able to turn away our fruit from the Sabbath.
那这样子，第十四节说，就能够真的以神为乐了。
Then verse 14 says, then we can truly delight in the Lord.
那这个就是真正的信仰。
This is true faith.
它是让我们心里面得到真的从神里面得喜乐。
It allows us to have joy in the heart in God.
那所以我们就会享受这个。神给我们的话语。
That's the time we can truly enjoy the word from God.
我们不会把神的要求当作一种重担。
We would not think of the requirements of God as burdensome.
反过来会很乐意的去照神的吩咐去做，因为这就是得恩典的途径。
On the contrary, we'd be very willing to do according to the commands of God because this is really the path to blessing.
所以今天我们如果能够真的明白这个道理，神的话语没有离开我们的口。
If we truly understand this and that the word of God do not depart from our mouth,
抓住神所跟我们立的约,
and we truly grasp onto the covenant that God has established,
让神的灵在我们的身上能够这个灵能够充满,
and also allow the Spirit of God to fill us,
意思是说我们借着祷告 被圣灵充满。
In other words, we rely on praying to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们跟神的关系就能够非常的畅通。
And our relationship with God would be very close.
我们会对罪恶敏感。
And we would be very sensitive to sin.
所以这些神说不要做的事情，我们就不会去碰了。
All the things that God told us not to do, we would not even touch.
那我们接下去很自然，我们跟人的关系就会改善了。
Naturally, we would change for better in our relationship with others.
因为当我们跟人接触的时候，这是我们在行道理的时候了。
Because when we are interacting with others, this is the time that we walk the truth.
那这个时候，你看我们心里面常常会自我反省。
At that time, we would continually reflect ourselves.
我们不管是在社会上，在教会里面，我们所做的事情都是实实在在的。
Whether in the society or in the church, whatever we do will be true.
不是啊，只是做一个形式。
It is not just for the sake of formality.
而是真的从内心里面啊来敬畏神。
It is truly out of our heart that we fear God.
那这样子，你看我们有这样的真实信仰，这个神的国度得到荣耀。
When we have this kind of faith, then the kingdom of God shall be glorified.
那这个时候，你看这个教会哈，让神的名得荣耀，其实教会会成长。
Then when the church of God is glorified, then it will grow.
那我们就真的成为神的圣民。
We will truly become the people of God.
这个城是神所眷顾的。
This is the city that is looked after by God.
充满恩典荣耀。
It is filled with glory and grace.
所以我们以神为乐真实信仰，你看真的是带来教会的增长。
If we have this faith, in joy through God, then we can truly bring forth the growth of church.
我们来看62章第12节。
Let's refer to chapter 62.
62章第12节。
Verse 12.Chapter 62, verse 12.
人必称他们为圣民，为神的属民，你也必称为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the God of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken.
让我们都能够来这样子蒙福，成为神的圣民，被救赎的。
Let us all receive this grace to be called the redeemed of the Lord.
我们都是以神为乐的人。
That we are those.Who have joy in the Lord.
最后能够让神的名得荣耀的。
And at the end, we would become those who cause God's name to be glorified.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
396首。
396.